and justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
On a small patch of grass, directly across the street from the UN climate change talks in Durban today, members of civil society organizations and environmental groups gathered to occupy COP 17, the 17th annual Global Climate Change Summit.
The World Bank is the biggest supporter of polluting industries. The World Bank is supporting extractive industries who are killing community people, who are destroying environments, who are giving false hope to poor people. And the World Bank must be stopped.
That's the voice of Nimu Bassi, chair of Friends of the Earth International, an environmental organization that, like many of the NGOs here at the Climate Summit, are accusing the World Bank of turning their backs on developing nations, many of which are already feeling the effects of climate change. Again, Nimu Bassi.
The World Bank and some countries are trying to turn it into a greedy corporate fund, opening up space for private sector to step into the pot, grab the funds, and bypass national or community needs and interests. In this way, they're going to continue funding dirty development projects and then continue to inflict harm on communities.
The Green Climate Fund that Bassi is referring to was a fund agreed to at the last round of international climate talks in Mexico in 2010. It requires developed countries to provide $100 billion to developing nations by 2020 to help them create low-carbon economies and deal with the effects of global warming, which scientists say is caused largely by the pollution of industrialized nations. But earlier this week, the United States, one of the world's largest greenhouse gas polluters, reiterated its rejection of the fund, citing concerns about how the money would be raised. The U.S. wants more involvement of private businesses in the fund, which has prompted climate justice activists like Janet Redmond, director of the Sustainable Energy and Economy Network, to cry foul.
The World Bank inside is trying to capture something called the Green Climate Fund, which is supposed to channel about $100 billion a year to developing countries. And they want to be the center of that fund. They want to house that fund. But we're saying absolutely not. Certainly not until they change their undemocratic structures, and certainly not until they stop financing the problem. Right now, they're actually increasing their financing of fossil fuels, the stuff that causes global warming. And last year alone, they increased their coal funding by about 600%. So it's egregious that they would even consider being a part of this Green Climate Fund.
Despite these apparent contradictions, the Green Climate Fund is supported by the G77, China, and the 27-member European Union. The Alliance of Small Island States, many of whom say they are feeling the effects of climate change now, say they need the money desperately, but are still concerned about some of the provisions of the climate fund. The World Bank's envoy on climate change, Andrew Steer, says that's because there is increasing demand from developing nations for money to deal with the repercussions of climate change.
What we found at the World Bank is that the countries we work with, who in the old days would say, look, help us on A, B, C, D, E, but climate change wasn't necessarily in that A, B, C, D, or E, are now saying, look, you know, if there are three or four things that you can work with us on, we want one of those things, and a very, very important one, to be climate change.
Discussions at the UN Climate Summit on the Green Climate Fund, as well as the second commitment of the Kyoto Protocol and the controversial carbon trading markets, will continue into next week. From Durban, South Africa, this is Kelly Benjamin.